All right. Now, in the studio with us is a woman who wants to be the Cook County State's Attorney. She's not the current Cook County State's Attorney because the current occupant of that is not taking our phone calls. So that's a separate issue. And I think probably if I were her, I wouldn't take my phone call either. Donna Moore is joining us, though. Now, this is your second time running for this, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Why?
Well, I'm committed to changing the way we dispense justice in Cook County. And at the moment, we don't have legal representation or leadership in the criminal justice system. We need to fire Kim Fox. We need to hire a new lawyer. And I will bring back balance to our justice system.
All right. So explain a little bit about your experience here.
So I'm a former assistant state's attorney, went through all the divisions, including the felony trial division, which none of my opponents have done. I'm also a former assistant United States attorney.
How long were you in the Cook County State's Attorney's Office?
I was in the Cook County State's Attorney's Office for about 5.5 years, a couple of years at 26 and Cal in different felony courtrooms. And then I was in the U.S. Attorney's Office. I went to go be general counsel for a state agency. And since then, I've been in private practice doing civil litigation, civil trial work.
Okay. So what do you see as the primary problem? If there's one on day one, I always love to ask anybody who's running for office, if I can make you king, and in this particular case, you'd be an executive in charge. So on day one, what's the first thing you would do?
The first thing I would do is start charging cases. And second thing I would do is advocate for pretrial detention of violent offenders.
All right. Well, thank you very much. You got my vote. Let's move along. It's amazing that you have to say that.
It is amazing. There are sections of the criminal code that just are being ignored and not charged.
And this isn't about criminal justice reform, I don't think. I mean, I understand the issue of nonviolent offenders. I understand the issue of warehousing people and putting them into a system that is basically a self-perpetuating economy, right? You take young kids off the street that were slinging dope, and then you put them in, and these guys, they don't have guns on them, and they're not wanted in any violent crime, and then you put them in, and they just become part of the system. And then when they come out, maybe they do actually have access because they graduate. It's almost like whether it's county jail or the state prison system, it becomes almost a college in a way for them. I know that's what all the guys who go to the federal penitentiary say, hey, I have to go to college. But that's, they're being funny. It really kind of is a furthering of their education for these primarily young men, now some more young women. And they come out and they've met people in prison, and that's, you know, that's their networking, right?
Well, I think you have to, listen, you have to have good judgment. You have to have experience. You have to incarcerate when it's warranted. And you also have to seek second chances when it's merited. But the slogan of this state's attorney is catch and release. And catch and release, in no one's opinion, is restorative justice.
No. No. And I can tell you from firsthand experience that members of the Chicago Police Department are so discouraged by what they are seeing right now. And it is hard to go out and do that job. We'll come back and we'll talk about that. Donna Moore wants to be your next Cook County State's Attorney. And we'll take your phone calls, too, at 312-981-7200. All right, Donna Moore is with us. She wants to be the state's attorney for the county of Cook because things are not going so well currently at the state's attorney's office. And this is going to be I think this will be the highlight election, local election for sure, in February or in March, right?
Because
there's so much pressure on this. So I'm going to mention this. I'm going to use the words. I'm going to just go very slowly when I say this so I don't drive myself nuts and have some sort of an embolism. The Jussie Smollett case, were it you, what difference would there have been in the handling of that?
As state's attorney, no one gets a pass under the law. Everybody is accountable. And whether it was Jussie or anybody else, what I would have done is first not speed up the case in secret so nobody knew about it. I would have had a defendant admit guilt, do a deferred prosecution program. Part of that is actually admitting guilt. I don't care. Low-level crime, nonviolent crime. Nobody goes ahead with their life. Nobody gets to the other side unless they first admit that they did something wrong. So that's what I would have done. I would have done a deferred prosecution, but that would have required admitting guilt. It would have required paying a fine, and it would have required real community service. I think it would have been great had somebody, he or anybody else, gone into our schools and explained how difficult it is to prosecute a hate crime when someone may not have told the truth about a hate crime.
Excellent point. Seems so simple to me. This is why I'm trying not to lose my mind, because that's logical. That's sensical.
We have to have a weekly therapy session with Roe to calm him down over the
Justice Smollett case. I still can't. It's a year. And I can't get over it.
At the end of it, you don't have a conviction. So you end up in the same place. You just get there using proper procedure.
Well, and the other piece of this that always has galled me, and it seems like Kim Fox, the current Cook County State's attorney, hasn't been vocal enough about this, other than to say, well, you know, we dropped the ball a few times. Yeah, well, okay, that is really not even completely accurate, not even slightly accurate as to how badly they screwed this up. I almost said it. I swear to God, I just really felt like saying it, and I didn't. But you know what I mean. I am so amazed that still to this day, when he is out talking about his innocence in this, and he has been, you know, I mean, as recently as the fall, talking to people publicly, you know, at an event about, you know, how Chicago is all messed up and how, you know, he did nothing wrong, and Kim Fox doesn't react to that. You know, it is amazing to me because you stop and you think, oh, this is a low level nothing. At the end of the day, if it were somebody nobody ever heard of doing this, it would just, they might have taken him over to Cook County to get a psych eval and that would have been it. Maybe. But that's not even the case. The case is that he made this a federal case. He made this a national cause. He was on the morning shows. He was trying to draw attention to Chicago in a way that we're constantly under the microscope in this town. We are constantly there are people in Washington who use us like a punching bag or, you know, just as a cautionary tale of American major cities. And we know that this city is great in so many ways. Yeah, we have our own problems. And we must handle those. And they're not embarrassing. They're tragic. What he did was try to embarrass us and use that to further his career, and nobody stood up for Chicago, and nobody stood up for Cook County and the justice system here, and that's why Kim Fox has to go. But that's just my humble opinion.
Well, we've been made a laughingstock. We're the butt of jokes, and there are folks who don't get those deals. I don't know if you read a couple weeks ago about a guy who had one count of filing a false police report. It took him $140,000 and 9 months to get his name cleared. So, look, we have a special prosecutor who's been appointed, Mr. Webb, very able. And I hope that he comes out with his report before the election, because I think that the voters have a right to know before they go to the polls on March 17th what happened.
Yeah.
Well, the transparency issue, she claimed that she wanted to be transparent, but then the story kept changing. And if ever a time to have transparency in a political situation involving crime like that, that the whole world is looking at, it should have been then.
Well, she wanted transparency, but now she's lawyered up. She has a personal lawyer, which I understand.
She got Dan Webb against her right now. I get a personal lawyer, too.
I get that.
One of the great prosecutors of all times.
But I don't understand, and I'm sort of mystified as to why the office itself needs a lawyer. And Dan Webb is doing this on behalf of the taxpayers and not charging. And, you know, the lawyers that are allegedly just facilitating the flow of documents from her office, which, by the way, has 900 lawyers who might be able to help that flow without charge, to the special prosecutor, we're paying for that. We taxpayers are paying for that.
Okay. I want to go back to something you said earlier, Donna Moore. You're running for Cook County State's Attorney. You're now an attorney in private practice, but you were at the Cook County State's Attorney's Office. You were also an assistant U.S. attorney. Like so many people have gone through that route, and you did your time. You did your public service. You want to go back and do more public service. I applaud you for doing that. But I want to go back to that issue of the disheartened nature of law enforcement throughout the Chicago area. You got especially Chicago coppers, you got Cook County Sheriff's deputies, people who are out doing these jobs in the city of Chicago. You got on the west side, you got Cook County cops out there as well, that you know, day in and day out, there's a lack of respect. People will do stuff right in front of them and go, what are you going to do to me? Because they know they're going to come right back out.
Right.
And to me, the simplest piece of this is, I mean, I don't agree with Gary McCarthy on a ton of things, especially his mustache, but I will say this, that he, as a former Chicago police superintendent, said, you know, we got to go to the New York rule, which is if you get caught with an unlawful use of a weapon, you got a gun on you, you don't have a license to carry a gun, or you're using it, you know, to menace somebody in some way, shape, or form, even if you're not robbing them, you present a gun, you go away for 2 years minimum. That's what they do in the state of New York. And then we wonder why New York, which the city is three times the size of Chicago, has fewer than half the number of murders that Chicago has, that is the reason.
Right. Well, and they also happen to have an experienced district attorney there. But I agree with you. Listen, Kim Fox has driven a wedge between law enforcement and prosecutors, the two most important parts of the criminal justice system. And we have to work to bring trust back. We need some joint training programs. We have to back up our police officers. Now, that doesn't mean that people get a pass because, as I said before, No one is above the law, but we have to support our first responders, and we have to know that they have partners in this system, and that's part of the trust we have to work on day one.
All right, if you say so. I mean I agree with you, but it's a crazy thing. The number one complaint of Chicago police officers right now about their job,
mm-hmm.
It always used to be their bosses. Now it is about the lack of respect on the street, followed closely by their bosses. And then we move on from there.
It's lack of respect, and they're not getting their cases charged.
Right.
I mean, 50%.
These guys are chasing somebody down an alley, right? They don't know if they have a gun or they don't have a gun. And we've had a couple cases here already of police officers shot at this year, including one guy almost was murdered, right? Because there was a guy standing over him because he had fallen down. There was a guy standing over him trying to kill him. That when you have a situation like that, and then you think that guy might be free, and that guy wasn't, luckily, but people like that might be free, it's crazy. Donna Moore, you're running for Cook County State's Attorney. Thank you so much. The primary election, let's not forget, is on March 17th. That's right, St. Patrick's Day, right here in Chicago and throughout Cook County. Thank you so much. Appreciate
you
being
with
us.
Thanks so much for having me.